Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR Number 479. Anna and Nathaniel White. When we returned from the West, we found that Anna had greatly changed. Consumption has marked her for his victim, and to all human appearance, in a few months, she will be laid by Nathaniel's side. We have had a serious time. I found Clarissa and Anna could not eat, had no appetite, and our family did not understand providing for the sick, and the conference brought so much labor upon the family they had all they could do, and I was obliged to keep on my feet day after day to wait upon the sick until my feet at night would be blistered, and it was impossible for me to rest, I was so exhausted. Anna and Clarissa have been very, very sick. The power of the enemy was broken upon Clarissa about 2 weeks since, yet her chills continued until yesterday. She and Anna have been unable to labor at all. My sewing has laid almost entirely still. 8, 1853, page 1. To brother and sister John Loughborough, circa September 7th, 1853. Dear, Anna sleeps in Jesus. For weeks before she died, she was entirely helpless and had to be lifted from 6 to 9 times a day, and for months she could not walk without help. Oh, it has been a fearful scene of suffering we have passed through. Anna died a hard death. Oh, how my mind has suffered. My feelings have been intense. Nathaniel lies low in the grave. Anna sleeps in Jesus, and I have been very fearful, yes, greatly alarmed, that the disease, tuberculosis, that has preyed upon Nathaniel and Anna is preying upon James. He has been afflicted in the same way, and unless he is speedily relieved, he will go in the same way. We have prayed and wrestled with God and are still holding on to his promises. We have set apart noon in this family for a season of prayer, especially for James. We believe God will work for him. Pray for him especially. Released March 16th, 1976.